Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So teachers, how much do you spend on school supplies every year?
I would say on average, I spend probably between $300 to $500 of my own money a year on school supplies.
Several hundred dollars a year.
I probably spend less than 5% of my income on teaching.
I spend at least $500 a school year on supplies for my students, mostly pencils, paper,
pencils,
notebooks,
tissue,
folders,
and paper towels.
And I could easily spend double that.
I spend hundreds of dollars on school supplies and little things for my kids. It's a burden, but I do it because I want to.
Where the bulk of my money goes actually is to purchasing curriculum that will help me teach.
I never worked in a classroom where the teachers did not bring in items that they themselves had paid for.
The numbers are big. Teachers are spending hundreds of dollars out of their own pockets for supplies to their classrooms. According to a new report out this week by the National Center for Education Statistics, 94% of teachers pay for classroom supplies. So pretty much everyone. And on average, they're spending nearly $500 a year. About 7% of the teachers spend more than $1,000 a year. For teachers in poorer school districts, those numbers go up. I'm joined by two teachers now. Ken Ebert is a history teacher at Albany Academy, a private school in upstate New York, and Elizabeth Lundy is a 12th grade food science teacher at Richland High School in North Richland Hills, Texas. Ken, Elizabeth, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So, Ken, I want to start with you. How much do you estimate you spend out of pocket every year on your students in your classroom?
On average, about $1,000. Some years more, some years a little less.
And what are you spending the money on?
A wide variety of things. My goal is to connect to students in whatever way I can. One of my classes is a 10th grade boys world history class. And I spend a lot of money on food. I make really good chocolate chip cookies, not to brag or anything. But
you can brag. That's okay.
Beyond that, you know, supplies. I teach at a private school, so it's not like I need to do this. But I feel like every student is extraordinary in some way, and I'm just trying to find a way to reach them.
Elizabeth, what about you? You're a public school teacher. Tell us a little bit about what you spend in the classroom.
I spend about $1,500 a year. I buy school supplies like spirals, pencils, Kleenex, those sorts of things for students. I buy food as well. I am getting help from a food bank now, so that's kind of diminished some of my food spending. We help with toiletries. I teach a lab-based class, and when my purchase orders aren't enough at the grocery store, I've got to kick in and fill in the gap from the supplies there.
Now, Elizabeth, I'm curious. Can you tell us a little bit about the school that you teach at? Ken, I'll ask you the same question in a minute, but just curious about why you're buying particularly food and toiletries. Is there a need for that?
Well, I think, you know, wages haven't increased, real wages haven't increased in many, many years. And this is kind of a suburban school district, and we have a lot of lovely homes, but money is tight. People live paycheck to paycheck, and sometimes things kind of just fall aside, and we've got to help the kids get ready for school. And they don't learn when they're stressed out. They don't learn when they feel dirty or unclean, hungry. So we've got to step in where we can.
And Ken, you are at a private school, and my understanding is that the tuition there is about $20,000 a student. Why are you spending any money out of pocket?
Well, the majority of the money, I used to be what the equivalent of the principal for a few years. And during that time, I noticed that probably 65% of the money goes towards salaries, benefits. We have two buildings. A lot of the money goes into maintenance. We have extensive fields for sporting teams. And again, maintenance for that is very expensive. Private school average tuition, we're actually on the low end in New York State. And
what's
even
the
salary
high
wise,
end? I'm just curious. If $20,000 is the low end, what's the high end?
My daughter pays $37,000 to go to the girls' private school that she goes to.
Elizabeth, you are in a much lower income public school in Texas. What's the sort of budgetary landscape for you as you think about the $20,000 a year tuition in this other school here in upstate New York. I mean, how does that compare to what you're seeing on the ground in Texas?
Yeah, I think our students, I think it's less than $10,000 a year we get per student. $20,000 a year in Texas is what you'd pay at the top private schools in this county. In the private schools, every kid that comes in there is a special person that's valued, and I'm sure the grounds are probably nice and the air conditioning is at a comfortable setting. That all costs money.
Now we're seeing, and I'm sure you're both seeing, teachers striking across the United States, wanting better pay, wanting better conditions. What do you each think about what you're seeing in terms of this wave of activism among teachers? Because it really does seem to connect to what we're talking about, how much money teachers have, how much money teachers are spending.
Well, we've got to educate our children. There's countries around the world that don't have public education, don't pay very much to educate their children, and they're not the kind of places you want to visit unless you're in a gated compound. So I think this whole ideological experiment of let's not pay for public education, it doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. And the teachers that work with the children know that they're worth fighting for.
Ken, what do you think about the protests we've been seeing?
I think it's great that teachers are standing up for themselves. Prior to this, the last 19 years, I was on the faculty at Michigan State and taught teachers for a number of years. And one of my exercises was to give the students an unlimited amount of dollars and say, okay, build the perfect school. And what always struck me was, while salaries were important, they were always trying to find ways to provide for students. And these teachers, they were not making a lot of money. And they were dedicated. They were going to get their master's degrees. And when I gave them this exercise, yes, they would pay themselves a little bit more money than what they were receiving, but they were also providing the technological materials, the arts materials, and in the cases of food science or what they used to call home economics, sometimes meals for students, because even the lunches were not enough for the students. I'm always struck by the fact that in this country, we have overlooked that. I was talking to a student last week about this, and he said, why is this happening? Why isn't the country providing? And as Elizabeth said, I agree with her. It's not working.
Ken and Elizabeth, thank you for your dedication to the students that you work with and for joining us on The Takeaway.
My pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.